They have been pushed back. I don't think they're gaining ground. I think it's worrisome, the fighters coming in. And one of the people I blame for a lot of this, frankly, is Hillary Clinton. The disaster that is Libya is now a breeding ground for terrorists, and it's also a breeding ground for armaments. So really, I really do blame Hillary Clinton's war in Libya for creating a lot of the chaos that is now spreading throughout the Middle East.
Some would suggest that you are very hesitant when it comes to foreign intervention, and some would suggest you're a reluctant warrior. What do you think about that charge?
Well, I think if you ask Ronald Reagan, Colin Powell, Dwight Eisenhower, they would always tell you, and they would all tell you, and if you look at their documents of how they approached war, they all said that war was the last resort. So many of our famous generals, most of our famous fighters, those who have been involved in combat, are never eager for combat. I think we do have to militarily confront ISIS. I think it is a problem, though, and a bigger problem, because we allowed and were somewhat complicit in allowing ISIS to grow within the Syrian civil war, because we and our allies sent 600 tons of weapons into that civil war. Most of those weapons wound up in the hands of ISIS. So I was one who voted against arming the Syrian rebels, the Islamic rebels in Syria, because I said one irony is we'll be back one day to fight our own weapons. Now that day has come, and we do have to militarily confront ISIS, but I think Hillary's war in Libya, and then Hillary's admonition, and the president's admonition, and frankly some Republicans' admonition to get involved in the Syrian civil war has actually now created a bigger problem.